Businesses within the Northern Nevada area have been attracting traffic through RVers and van owners. KUNR's Amber Braun has more.
Ladies!
Imagine a ranch with roaming alpacas, and then, off to the side, parked vans and RVs. It's a sight you might not expect to see on a farm. But for Stacy Payne, this has become a part of her business. At Old Life Alpacas, people can stay overnight in trailers, vans, tents, and more. She rents land on L. Davis Ranch in Washoe Valley, where her chickens, goats, and llamas live. And, of course, alpacas. She hosts people on the ranch in two different ways. She has a link on her website which allows people to book a spot on the ranch. But she's also signed up for services that do the booking process for her. She's a host on several websites, including Harvest Hosts.
I look at every single thing that could possibly draw people here. People love that they get to have free-ranging alpacas around them.
Payne signed up with these companies because she wants traffic for her agritourism business. In addition to renting out spaces, she also sells yarn and animals. But with Harvest Hosts, she doesn't get any income from the booking itself. When travelers book the spot on Harvest Hosts, they are encouraged to spend $30 on products or services from the host. For Payne, this means selling beanies, alpaca wool, and felted soaps. People can also walk and feed the alpacas.
So it really comes down to a lot of different revenue streams. You've got to have guests coming. You've got to have sales going on of either animals or product in order to combat downtimes. Like right now, winter, very few people are traveling this area in their RVs.
Payne says other farms around her use Airbnb, but she doesn't have the means to do that. With hosting, she offers something new for the mainly retirees and families that come to the ranch.
I think that there is a huge draw to not staying in a Walmart parking lot and not staying along the side of the road somewhere, or not staying where there's a bunch of people.
While hosts can sign up for free, RVers and other travelers pay a fee. Those who sign up with Harvest Hosts pay a $99 yearly membership. Mary Durker is one of those members. She and her husband have used it for 3 years.
So say we're in between places and we just need a place where we can park and have some of the local feel of that area. It's really a helpful tool for when you're traveling long distance.
For Durker, it's the people she meets.
So it's not so much the location for me. It's those random, wonderful conversations that when you travel, you get to have with another, and the likelihood of you ever seeing them again is slim. But they're the most engaging.
Her favorite place is a whiskey distillery out in Wyoming. As a retired small business owner, she likes that people get exposed to these local businesses.
It's encouraging travelers who so easily get on interstates and blow by unique small communities that have a lot to offer us.
Many businesses that signed up saw this opportunity to attract more people. Gold Hill Hotel, right outside of Virginia City, was one of them. The owners of the oldest hotel in Nevada are Tony and Jill Clough. They've been operating it since 2021.
Going up into Virginia City is difficult from where we are here, so typically the RV route would be taking the truck route, which runs around the other way. So if we weren't part of Harvest Hosts, that would be a whole group of folks we'd probably never see here at the Gold Hills.
But there's far more choices than just hotels and ranches. Distilleries, breweries, historical sites, and even churches are signed up. For the North Valley's Church of the Nazarene, Senior Pastor Pam Playstead says she enjoys hearing about other people's travels. People often donate when they stay.
I feel like it helps the church and it gets our name out there. I don't preach at them per se, but I give them the opportunity, obviously. And I always ask, can I pray with you? Is there something I can pray for with you or for you?
Allie Lindsay is the Senior Business Development Manager for Harvest Hosts. She says most members are 55 plus and retired. Typically, summers are the busiest season.
Those special occasions like the solar eclipse are always busier. It's beneficial in the way that it drives revenue to the small business.
At the ranch, Payne says she's looking forward to introducing the upcoming summer visitors to the farm and all of her animals. Ember Braun, KUNR News.